Venerable Sir and friends, we are currently pursuing, at least in imagination, at least in understanding, the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path. And each week we are studying, we are considering, we are trying to understand one stage or one aspect, as we may also say, of that Noble Eightfold Path. And today, under the general heading of the principles of ethics, we are dealing with right action. Right action is the fourth step or fourth stage or fourth aspect of this Noble Eightfold Path. And coming to it, considering it, we complete half of our long journey of treading the Noble Eightfold Path. So having come so far, having come halfway, it might not be a bad thing, especially in view of the fact that there may be some people here who haven't heard previous talks. It might be a good thing to take, as it were, a backward glance and to try to see how far we have come. We've seen, and this has, I think, been sufficiently emphasized in the past, we've seen that the whole path, the whole of the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path, is divisible into two great sections of very unequal length. It's divisible into what is known as the path of vision and what is known as the path of transformation. The path of vision corresponds to the first stage or first aspect only of the Eightfold Path, that is to say, perfect vision. This stage or this section of the path represents what we may describe as our initial insight into the true nature of existence, our first glimpse, however momentary, however confused, however obscured, our first glimpse, our first sight of reality. And this glimpse, this sight, is, we may say, more of the nature of a spiritual experience than of the nature of an intellectual understanding. So this is the path of vision. This is right vision also, perfect vision also. This initial insight into the true nature of existence, this initial glimpse of reality itself. Then the path of transformation. The path of transformation corresponds to perfect emotion, perfect speech, and all the rest of the other seven stages of the path. You see, the path of vision corresponds only to the first stage, the path of transformation to all the other seven stages. And the path of transformation represents, we may say, the gradual transformation, if you like, the gradual transmutation of one's whole nature, one's whole being, in all its aspects, all its levels, its heights as well as its depths, in accordance with that perfect vision which one has attained in the first step or the first stage. Now, each stage of the path, each aspect of the path after the first, after perfect vision, represents a transformation or transmutation of one particular aspect of our being. Perfect emotion, as we saw in the second talk, perfect emotion, the second stage or aspect of the path, represents the transformation of our whole emotional nature as a result of that initial insight or experience of reality. Perfect emotion involves or includes, first of all, elimination of all negative emotions, such as craving, such as hatred, such as cruelty. It involves the cultivation of all the positive emotions, and especially, according to Buddhist teaching and tradition, emotions such as generosity, love, compassion, joy, peace, and faith and devotion. We went into all this in the course of the second talk. Perfect speech, which is the third stage of the path, with which we dealt last week, represents what we may describe as the transformation of our principle of communication. Perfect speech is speech which is truthful, which is affectionate, which is useful, and which promotes, moreover, concord, harmony, and unity. Even, we saw, self-transcendence. And these four, that is to say, truthfulness, affectionateness, usefulness, and promoting concord, these are not just four qualities or attributes of perfect speech, but, more than that, four levels of communication between human beings, each progressively deeper than the one preceding, and ultimately leading, as we saw in some detail, to mutual self-transcendence.